this topic we give him a base. So he said, what is chashmal? So the Gemara's first answer was chayus eish. Rav Yehuda said chayus eish memal. Aloy zekrashi eish yetzer medibburim. So it's the chaya, the chashmal is chayus, the shin from eish, and the memal is the pasuk says the chayus of rotsa b'shoiv. So it is rotsa b'shoiv. Metzios roshon mitachas rakia hanotzi lemal mirashayim. The chayus machnitzus eisan mimura hashchina b'mehiris. So they have this tremendous desire to be able to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they attempt to move forward from their mokum where they are to the mokum where they can get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then they have this immediate second response of Yira, where they draw back from the Marishkina. Basically, the Rambam's description of the cycle of Ava and Yira is basically what's happening with the Malachim. Rambam says that, beginning of Parapesi Sariya Torah, that the person, when he contemplates the Gdula of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is vis-a-vis how limited any creation is, a human being is, all of our limitations, etc. He has this tremendous pachad from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the same moment, he realizes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even with all that limit, all of the limited reality that he is, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous ava and cares for us, and is interested in us. So he has a tremendous feeling of outpouring of ava, which towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because with all my nothingness, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in me. And then that reminds me of how limited and it cycles, the Rambam says. So this is compared to Karitza Rishiva Shalaba Yitzim Epiya Bozak. So it's like a flame which leaps up and then it comes back down and continues doing that. It says, what's Kamari HaBozak? The aura which comes up in Piya Kivshon, which is served by Avonim Lasid, where they used to they put in limestone, and then they would burn them there, and they would disintegrate into, you'd be able to be used for sid. Ubozak is lashon shivrei shvorim. It's the word bozak means shivrei shvorim. Who shayyotze mibein evan leevan. So it's the cracks, or which is to indicate like the fire which comes out between the stones. They would spread the salt, they would put down pieces of salt, so it looked like the result would be there are pieces of salt all over the place with spaces in between. So that's the word, what bozak means. So what's Kamaria bozak? It says it comes out between the harosim. So the fire, the reservoir shoyv is like the fire going up and going down from the out leaping out of the mouth of the kivshon. Kamaria bozak mevedach harosim. Derech mazakake zov linkayv klicheres nakavim nakavim. Those are smelting gold. They take a klicheres, put holes in the bottom of it. They put it over the coals. Shazob nosun bohem sech kseishes hacharosim. I have to tell you exactly what Rashi is saying. The picture over here I don't get. Take this kli, turn upside down with holes. So that's, I guess, for the fire to come out of. Then there has to be another container which was holding the gold, and this, the gold is put, or it means that the gold is put in some lapik there amongst the coals. Exactly what that means, I'm not sure. I mean, I know what all the words mean, but I don't picture exactly what this looks like. And the fire comes out through these holes. So the as it comes out the hole, so whatever impurities, whatever it is, they affect the color, the different colors it generates as it comes out of the holes. Okay. The Eire, we're holding in the Gemara. Was it seven lines down? Ine ruach zora ba'omin atzofoin anon gadol ve'esh misakachos v'nagalo saviv mitekoch yena chashmal mitecho esh. So he saw this ruach zora which is coming from tzofin. So the understanding of the pasuk is that he in his vision he saw the kiseh kavod coming from with this ruach zora from the tzofin. So why was the kiseh kavod in tzofin? Lehechan also, where did it go? So Amar Yehuda Marav Shaholach Lich Peshes Koloilam Kuloi Tachas Nehuchanetzar Rosha. We know the bubbles in the tzofin, and the Rosham went and put his presence Kaviyachol in the north to give Nehuchanetzar the power to overcome to conquer the world. Kolkach Lama, why did Rosham feel that was so important? The Kleisel is given over to this, you know, they're beaten by the nobodies. No, Bershom gives over Kleisel into the hands of a powerful nation. But Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Migaram Li, Sheya Shamish, Loivle Psilim, who caused me that I have to go be subservient and help these Oivle Psilim conquer the world? As I want to say, I'm sure Yisrael hain garmali, that's what caused it. Okay. That's the end of that thought. New thought. Ve'er ha-chayus v'nei oifan echad ba'oritz etzal ha-chayus. So there was exactly what the Morris is. Okay. Amr Belazer, Malach Echod. What it means, it says Loshen of it, Beoritz. So the Chayas, he saw them Beoritz. He also saw them in the Shemayim. So there's Malach Echod. There is a Malach. Shemayim Beoritz. Rosham Magia Eitzel Chayus. There's a Malach which is so large that he can be down. He can his bottom, wherever that is, will be Beoritz. And still he's standing next to the Chayus up in the Shemayim. The Mastis and Son of the Brisa says, who is that? His name is Sandalfon Shmoy. Hagavoy Mechaveiroi, Mechaveiroi, I think it's the Girsa. Yeah, he's Mahalach Chomesh Meus Amos. He's taller than all of the other Malachim, a distance of 500 years worth of travel. His job is to stand behind the Merkava. And he creates from the tefillas of the tzaddikim a crown for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Any that Taisa points that out. It's from the tefillas of the tzaddikim. Okay. Aini, is that possible that he can make a kesef for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Vaksiv Baruch Hashem Mim Kaimoi in Chazal Darshan, Echad the Mim Kaimoi Lekad the Yodelit. It doesn't say Mim Kaimoi, it says Mim Kaimoi from wherever he is. The Malachim don't know exactly where he is. So my answers: the Amr Hashem, he would create this kesef, and he would say Hashem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, what they would do was, Namar Shem Atago, he put the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the crown, Tago is the crown. It would go and put itself where it's supposed to be. Amar Rabba, Kol Shiro Yecheskel Ro Yeshayim. Yecheskel has this long description of the Ma'aser Merkava that he saw. Yeshayah, we get one pasuk out of it. Baruch Hashem Kodesh Hamim Kamei. There's a Rash, that's the and Rash Gadol and Baruch Kodesh. No. So Betz and Yeshaya said the same thing. So why did Yechezkel give a much more longer description of this Mara than Yechezkel, than Yeshaya? The answer is the Ma'ay Yechezkel Daimel, the Ben Kfar Shurosa Melech, and the Ma'ay Yeshaya Daimel, the Ben Krach Shurosa Melech. So the Ben Krach sees the king traveling all the time, so he doesn't get overly impressed by it. He says, oh, I saw the king today. The Ben Kfar, one time he's zeichel to come to the city and see the king, he comes back and gives you this very lengthy description of what he saw. So Yeshaya's Madregos was much higher. So he didn't feel a need to be very descriptive. So what he had seen, as opposed to Yechezkel. It means the concept of Merkava wasn't something with the Yechezkel was Mechadish. That's the concept of Merkava was something which was well known. The basic point, we spoke about this a little bit, just the basic point of Merkava is the Breshem has a way that he runs. He has a system of Hashpah that he uses to take his kayach and put it into the Bria. And that process is called the process of Merkava. And the various different malachim are the various different ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu uses that process of Hashpah down into the Bria. And the purpose of the Mara of Yechezkel when Klai Yisrael was in Golus, that he saw this Mara in Golus, is that as much as Klai Yisrael was aware of such a concept when Klai Yisrael was sitting in Eretz Yisrael, Tachas, the special protection of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they understood the Breshem has this very clear connection how he's Mashpia down to Klai Yisrael and then to the world. But they went into Golus, it was very important to reinforce with to Klai Yisrael that relationship had not diminished, and the Breshem San Haga then had not diminished with the Bria, but that was a very tremendous chizuk for Klai Yisrael while they were in Golus. So that's the Moshe is saying that, you know, we're the one who doesn't really expect to see the king because he's very far away from the palace, sitting in Bavel, supposedly sitting in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, etc., where it was obvious that that's what you're going to be seeing, these type of marks. To Rashi. Minatzafon, mi bavel shu betzavon shenemar mitzafon tiposach ro. My boy Hossam, what was he doing in bavel? Lama halchol the bavel. Why did the kisei hakavod, as the word goes, the bavel? Reishaya,
because the shores really more to the east and to the north.
You know, the psukim always describe bavel as being to the north. I guess if we probably have our Gevulah of Eretz Yisrael proper, you probably see it. Eretz Yisrael extends more, even more to the east. Also, the relationship to Babel is more described as to the north. I've always had that question. Also, it's not only based, you know, not like Stamakai, it's a Gemara Betzim. Because the Gemara in Babel, they describe Eretz Yisrael as Marova. Is the west. So why is it positive to stress that that's from the north? There's Maral, which has a long arif, as we spoke about this one, the idea of Tzofen. Well, what the significance of Tzofen is. Tzofen is the place where Hashpah is hidden. Listen of Tzofunen. So that's why the north, you know, is referred to the more the north is not totally completed. The Ra is always described as coming from the north. Ruchus Rose come from the north. We think of the North Pole is the idea of north. Keep going north. It's a place where it's uninhabited, it's unhospitable, etc.
You got that on the south too.
I think the reason why we don't focus on that point is because since we focus on Eretz Yisrael, which is in the northern hemisphere, so going south of Eretz Yisrael is continued civilization, and going north is where you eventually you lose it. So you will eventually get to the South Pole. So the idea of Tzofen is the Mokum where things become. The Hashbarach of Hashbarach was limited. My boy Hossam, Lama Hochul Bavel, so he went there to give dominion to Nebuchadnezzar. Roy Shaya, Kishasa Labaruch HaKadosh, he also had this Mara, Commission Emer of Eris, Hashem Yeshua Kisei Rom, and he saw, and he heard this, Ishmael called Rash, although Baruch Kod Hashem even come. Shalachosh, the farish is a cult. Yishai did not feel a need to describe it. Shai ben Malachim, because of a paltin. He was from the prince of the nation, the family living in the palace, living in Yerushalayim, in the base of Mikdash. Ben Krach, a royas a melech, and a nivol, ben a matameah, ben a chosh the saper. A person who lives in the capital city, and he sees the king all the time, doesn't get so overwhelmed. Okay. We're holding the second to last narrow line. Amresh Lakish. Ma'adach si bashir l'Hashem ki go'ay go'ah. So we say the pasuk that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's go'ay go'ah. So what does it mean? Shira l'mishim yisko'ah al ha'gayim. The shir to Kadosh Baruch Hu is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is able to be above those who are considered geya, which means that they have an element of where deservedly so, an element where they deserve to be praised. They are the high ones, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is above them. Domer Mar, we have a price who says the following: Melech Shebachayus is Ari. The king of the wild animals is Dari. Melech Shebehemos, the king, the greatest one of all of the domesticated animals, is the shore. Melech Shebeofos, the king of the birds, is Nesher, is the Nesher, however you translate your Nesher, eagle, griffin, vulture, whoever you want. Adam Miskoa Aleihem, and Adam has dominion over all of them. Sees Miskoa over all of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu Miskoa Al Kulam, Kadosh Baruch Hu was above all of that. Al Kad Olam Kulay. Okay, and that's the point of this. The reason why that's here is because if you look at the Mara over there in Yecheskel, it talks about the Kisei. There was four sets of the Kisei have different surahs. One of them is Pnei Ari, one of them is Pnei Shor, one of them is Pnei Nesher, one of them is Pnei Adam. So the Kisei HaKovid, as it were, is representative of the four greatest powers which exist in the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sits above them, and that's why that price is here. So we're asked a question. Kazer Bechad Omer, one pasuk in the description that Yechezkel gives of what he saw, says Tumus Pneihem Pnei Adam, the forms of what he saw on the Kisei, there was a face of an Adam, Pnei Aryeh, El Yamin, Larbatam, those are on the right. Pnei Asher mismol mit larbaton, and the Pnei Asher was on the left, and the Pnei Nesher was the end of the pasuk. So we have Adam, Aryeh, Shor, and Nesher. But to Ksiv, there's another pasuk in Yecheskel, which is actually later on in Yecheskel. Marba panim leachod. There are four panim on the kisei: pnei ho'achod, pnei akruv, pnei asheni, pnei adam, v'shisha pnei aryeh, v'rivi pnei nesher. So you have adam, you have aryeh, and you have nesher, but the fourth one is described as kruv. While what happens is shor. So we have a steer in the psukim. Vilu shor lo kachashim doesn't mention shor. So Amrish Lakish that Yecheskel bikash l'brachamim v'hafcher l'kruv. That he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to change the mar of the fourth component of the kisei of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into kruv. We'll see what kruv is in a second. Because I'm on the front of Rebbeinu Shalom, Kateger Yosef Seneger, after Kleiso did the Chet Egel, should we have that the Kateger against Kleiso, which is the shore, act also as the Seneger, the one who is going to be the defender? Mike Ruv, Amar Rabbi Avo, Kiravya, it means like a young child. She came to Bubba, currently Yanuka Ravya. They refer to a child as Ravya. Amar Lera Papa Labaya. So Papa has to buy Alamayata, to see Penea, Chod Penea Krub, Penea Shani, Penea Adam, Vashisha Penea Arye, Rabbi Penea Nesher. So the four are Krub, Adam, the Ari, and the Nesher. I, Haino Penea Krub, Haino Penea Adam. What's the difference between Penea Krub and Penea Adam if it means a young child? So he answered back, Api Rabbi Vapi Zutri. Freshman has an Hoga, which is represented by a large face, a fully developed face. Freshman has an Hoga, which is represented by a small face, which is not a fully matured face. Okay, Kazavech Adomer Shesh Kanafayim Lechod. One pasuk says that the Malachim that he saw had six wings. That each malach had four ponim, and each one had four wings. So do they have six wings? Do they have four wings? So Maranza Lakasha, come as Bisman Shabisimitish Kayim, come as Ban Shem Bisimitish Kayim. After the Churban, so as if the whole Bria changed, and even the Malachim were changed. Rashi touches on what the word kibiyachol, you know, the kabiyachol, I'm sure we use the phrase kabiyachol. I think Rabbi Enner used to use the phrase referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu as kabiyachol. If we would be able to describe, we can't really describe. If we would be able to describe, as if we would be able to describe. So we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to him, even the Malachim, we refer to them as Kibiyachol. If we would be able to describe, really, we have no real way to describe what that is, a way beyond the human mind. But we'd be able to describe, we would say that there's a change from before and afterwards. So Mar says, Hai Minayo Imut. Which ones? Well, we said the pasuk describes the function of the six wings. It says that two of them he uses to Yoifef to hover, two he uses to cover his face, and two he uses to cover the body and their legs. So, well, if two are missing, which two are missing? Haimanai Imayit. Amr Reb Chananel, Amr Rav, Oisin Sharmus, Shira Behen. Ksivacho, Bashtam Yoifev, Vakor Zel Ze, Vamar, Ksivah, Sevenach, Boy, Venenu. So the process of Shira comes through these two ones which cause it to hover, is a pasuk that they bring, they say the Shira by bringing the wings together and creating the sound of the Shira. That's what Karo Zel Zevi Omer. And it says the same word, Ya'ofev, it says, Hasoyev Enecho Boy, the Parshat Ha'ishu means you blink your eye at it, and it's made out of what's gone. But it's referring to the wings of Ya'ofev, they're no longer there. That is Rav Chanan Amarab. Rabbanan Amri, Oysen Shemachasis Behen Raglehem, those which they would cover their feet with. Which means that the Hanukkah of Kadosh Baruch Hu now has, as opposed to before, the concept of the regal, which is the connection down to this world, is to be covered. It's not so obvious, whereas where the world is that much more spiritual, it's been lessened down to the point that the regleim are visible. Shemar says, Yecheskel said, "Regleim regal yeshara." I don't understand. You said that the wings cover the feet. So how do you know what their feet look like? So, well, their feet are nice and straight. Excuse me. You just said before that the wings cover the feet. You can't. You couldn't see the feet. So if these aren't the ones which have been limited, how would Yechezkel know what the feet look like? And the answer is, after the Churban, those became visible. Those Kerafayim were removed, and therefore now we can see what the feet look like. And the verse says, no, that's not a riot. They became revealed, but at some point in the process, they would open up and let it be seen. That's how you know what the feet look like. And I'll tell you, it has to be like that. It says, he saw there were six wings, two to be Ya'ayfev, two to cover the feet, two to cover the face. Then it starts describing the face. Well, how can you describe the face if there's two wings which cover the face? What's the answer? At some point in time, it became revealed. There was Pnehem Bnei Adam. Hachanam Adi Mayitz. It wasn't that those wings were removed. It means Eldig Loi V'Chazilei. At some point in the process, the Malachim revealed their faces. So, if that's true when it comes to the face, maybe it's true when it comes to the feet. Hachanam Adi Loi V'Chazilei. Verses no. It's not a good comparison. In front of the master, you reveal your face and you allow your face to be seen. So the Malach would reveal its face in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not proper to reveal the lower part of the body. So if Yechezkel was able to see the lower part of the body, that has to be not because they revealed it, but rather because that covering was taken away after the Churban HaBayis. There's a Vilna Gaon, he says, we say, Avinu Malkeinu Galei Kavod Malchus Olenu, Mehera Vavav Avinu Olenu, right, you say in Tfilas, Yamim Tovim, Galei Kavod Malchus Olenu, Rosh Hashem Megala Kavod Malchus Olenu. So he says that, we say Baruch Shem Kamach Hazad Olam Moed. There's Zohar which says that the six wings correspond to the six words of Baruch Shem Kamach Hazad Olam Moed. The two wings which were removed were the wings of Kvod Malchusoi. That's why Baruch Shem Malchusoi. You say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi L'Olam Bo'ed, Baruch Shem L'Olam Bo'ed. The Kvod Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu was destroyed during the Churban HaBayis. We don't see the real covenant of the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's when six went down to four. The six wings went down to four wings, and therefore we daven that Galei version should reveal again Kvod Malchus. And that's what you're referring to. The Gaon says. Okay, it's a Rashi. Melech Shebechayis is a read. What happened on the page in the Rashi's? Ve'elar Batan Bekisei Vulemalamim. So the Shira Lashem, because you have these four greatest creations on the Kisei, and of course Baruch is above them. Take a Yosef Nasus Neger. On a Tzrichim. We need that the Merkava should be a process of rachamim for us. Vashor is Kategerhu. The Shor acts as the accuser. Kateger is the Sarne, which acts as the accuser. And the Seneger is the Oyev Melis Yershur, the one who loves, which tries to present a positive spin on what we've done. She's the Melis Yershur. In modern Hebrew, if you want to get a letter of recommendation, it's called a hamlatza. Melitz. Karavya penetinik. It's the face of a young child. So he asked. Rapop asked the baya. Hana penekru, hana peneyodim. My hein peneyodim. Mechi lo yechad hein. It's the same thing. So my answer, Rabbi Rabbi, from Israel. One is large and one is small. So he answered, there are six, but Bisman Mikdashkayim Bimakhainai. So then there is six. And that's the pasuk that Yeshaya says that he saw six. He only saw four. Even though it wasn't actually after the Churban yet, that Mar was still the Churban, the Beis Mikdash still stood. He was already. Yechezkel had been taken to Bovel because Yechanya, Beis Mikdash still stood when he saw that Mar, but it was already this man of this of the Churban. So by the pasuk says that there was two of them created the ability to be. It says that those are the ones used to say how to say kadosh 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 and baruch kavod. How do they do that? They rub their wings together. And that's the ones that are no longer there. Okay. Okay. The Mara then asks another stira in regards to Mara's. There's a pasuk that Daniel says that he saw Mara. A thousand of thousands. Yisham Shune, those the ones who serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. Riba von Kadamai, and Riba is 10,000. So 10,000 of 10,000s were in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yikum, and they would stand. So those are the Malachim. The Kosev Echad Omer, different pasuk says, Hayesh Mispra the Gedudov, is there any way to count the host that serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's impossible. So how can you tell me it's a thousand of a thousand, you know, yeah, it's a big number, right? So a thousand of 1,000, 1,000 of 1,000 is a million, but there's a thousand of a thousand, so it's, I don't know how many millions, but there's a number to it. And the pasuk says there's no number, it's impossible to put a number. Somewhere answers again, Lakasha, Kamis is Manch Besamitish Kayam, Kamis Manchena Besamitish Kayam. As it would be possible to say, that after the Churban, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly host has become limited. Tanya, Rabbi Omer Mishum Abba Yossi Ben Dosoi, Elof Alofim Yisham Shune, the pasuk of Daniel, which he was describing, a thousand of a thousand, Yisham Shune, etc., was Misper Gedud Echod. That was the amount of one legion, one host worth of the gedula by mispar, but those. So in one legion of the army, there was 40 billion. Okay, and there's no limit to how many of those, how many legions there are. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Omer Elef Alofim Yisham Shune Lanahar Dinar. The pasuk is referring to the malachim, which their purpose or function is to take care of Nahar Dinar, the river of Dinar. Nahar Dinar is a river of Nur, fire. So the river of fire that he saw, Shenemar, Nahar Dinur, a river of fire, Nogad Menofik Mikadamai, which flow from front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Elaf Alafim Yisham Shunei Riva Riva and Kadam by Yekuman, referring to the Nahar Dinner. Mehechad Nofik, where does Nahar Dinner come from? He say Asin Shal Chayis, from the sweat of the Chayis, and they stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu in such awe that the sweat that they produce, whatever those words mean, creates this river of fire. Lehechad Shavuk, where does it pour into? It flows down to Gehenna. So the Kedusha of the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria, comes back to burn the Rishoyim in Gehenna. That how can they do what they've done? And that ends up on the Rosh Rishoyim. Rav Achabar Yaakov Amar Al Asher Al those Asher Kumtu, which were cut off. Shemar Asher Kumtu, Beloy Ace Nahar Yerzek Yisaidah. See from Rashi who in the world that's referring to. Sorry, the Mora brings it. Tayam Rashiman Achasid. Who are these Asher Kumta, which were sort of cut off? Sort of looking for it. They never came to fruition. Elu Shameyos Rashivim Varba Doris. Shakumtu Libaris Karam Shanivra Ha'ilam. Lobelo Nivru. There were. I'm not sure what the plan was, but from the creation of the Bria till Matan Torah was 26 generations. You get to, you can do your math till from 10 from Adam to Noach, 10 from Noach to Avram, then Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Three more generations, and the fourth generation was Matan Torah. So there's 26 generations, kind of Matan Torah. If you add 26 to 974, you get 1,000. So there's 1,000 generations which were to exist before Mount and Torah, and the Bereshit saw that they were just came more and more Resha. So Bereshit limited to only 26, and 974 it is basically cut out, didn't let them come be created. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu do with all of those neshamas. He spread them out amongst the coming generations, and that's the people which have the chutzpah vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis other people in all the generations. Those are the ones that Bereshit cut off. So that's the first pshat how Rav Shimon HaChassid understands it. Let's hold it here.